Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Dr. Rick Nabb, Director of National Hurricane Center, coming to you live from Miami for a 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Central update on Hurricane Isaac that has maximum winds of 75 miles per hour just off to the southeast of the southeasternmost part of the state of Louisiana. And the visible imagery that we're looking at today during daytime hours, get a pretty good look at the cloud structure, and you see the bands that are wrapping around way around from the south and southeast side around the north. It's a little bit larger to the south than it is to the north right now, which has spared the coastal areas of Mississippi and Louisiana from constant rain this morning. There's been some intermittent bands. But those are coming on shore, and those bands are going to get more frequent, more potent, and there's the chance of isolated tornadoes, even in the outermost bands on the northern Gulf Coast today, tonight, and into tomorrow. The hurricane has a little bit of an opportunity to strengthen, but I would focus even more on the fact that this is a large hurricane, and the size of it means that the storm surge and the rainfall can both produce flooding that are going to be probably the biggest story out of this system. And the inland flooding from the heavy rainfall could extend hundreds of miles from the coast as this makes its way inland over the next several days. Moving northwestward, about 10 miles per hour. And if we look at our forecast path, you can see this on our website all the time. This is giving you a general idea of where it's headed, the cone projecting the probable path that the center of the cyclone is going to go. But I want to caution everyone that when the cone gets close to the coastline like this, it does an even poorer job of conveying the area that is threatened by particular hazards. So let's highlight the watches and warnings that extend well outside the cone because of the size of the storm. Hurricane warning remains in effect for the coastline of Mississippi and for southeastern Louisiana all the way to Morgan City, including metropolitan New Orleans and Lake Pontchartrain. Tropical storm warning in effect for the Alabama coastline and the Florida Panhandle over to Destin. And then on the western side, tropical storm warning and hurricane watch from Morgan City to Intercoastal City, Louisiana, and a tropical storm warning extending farther west than that. So obviously a large area of the coastline going to be impacted. And if you're in the hurricane warning area, many of you in storm surge prone areas in this scenario may be under evacuation orders. I hope you're heeding those. This is not the time to start thinking about coming back in. The weather's going to go downhill even more as the day goes on. Storm surge, the main reason that people are told to evacuate from coastal areas. So follow those evacuation orders. Continue to heed them. 6 to 12 feet of storm surge flooding above ground level possible in portions of the Mississippi and southeastern Louisiana coastal areas. Now, the other water hazard, of course, the rainfall, not just near the coast, but well inland over the next few days. 7 to 14 inches of rainfall widespread possibility. And then isolated spots could see as much as 20 inches of rain. Inland flooding, again, has taken many lives in past landfalling tropical storms and hurricanes, especially if you get outside and on the roads. That's the way many people get into a lot of trouble. The storm surge, the inland flooding, the strong winds, and the tornadoes, all hazards that we have to contend with as this large system moves very slowly inland over the next few days. Could be up to 2 days of bad weather for some folks. Stay inside until the storm has passed, and then be careful in the aftermath when the cleanup can be dangerous as well. Another update in an hour. I'm Director Dr. Rick Nabb at the National Hurricane Center.